90.9. You are now entering the Vodou pantheon. Before learning more about Vodou, let us look at a few fetishes. The biggest one, just opposite, in the middle of the circle, once protected a whole village. It is also connected with a gentleman from India who used to live in that village. The villagers believed this gentleman possessed supernatural powers because of the turban he wore. Upon his death, the villagers, wishing to harness this power, kept his turban and made it into the bag you can see on the front of the fetish. Left, in the glass case with the red dot, is Legba, the dog-headed fetish. He is the oracle who carries messages and prayers between the Bacchano and the gods. He is cunning and has a foot in both worlds, the world of the gods and the world of men. He can be very tall or very small. He can act as a protector of a family, a house, or a whole town. He is multifaceted and elusive. Many stories are told about him. For instance, do you know how he became the messenger of the gods? It is said that in the beginning, in the world of the Vodou gods, Legba worked a great deal of mischief. He caused accidents and played tricks that amused no one but himself. The supreme creator, Mawu, grew tired of Legba's selfish behavior, very similar to that of mankind. So Mawu decided to send Legba among humans. He learned their language and thus became an intermediary between mankind and the gods. It is also said that in the dawn of time, Legba, the dog, and the other Vodou deities lived together in harmony, each busy with their own field and not interfering in the activities of others. But Legba became jealous of the dog, who had the power of things in the spirit world. So he set a trap for the dog, inviting him for a meal at his house, along with other gods. Legba had prepared many different foods and put them into a pouch, which he placed on his belly. At the start of the meal, he asked the guest what they wished to eat. When the dog told him what he wished to eat, Legba told him that he had the dish he wanted inside his belly. He took a knife and opened the pouch and produced the desired dish to the amazement of his guest. The dog, who didn't want to be bested, offered to do the same for Legba. But since he had not prepared a pouch, the dog cut open his own belly. As he lay bleeding to death, Legba leapt on him, cut off his head, and placed it on his own. Ever since that day, Legba has had a dog's head and the power of seeing the spirit world.